I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Ending a relationship is never easy. The person breaking up often tries to use words to soften the blow. I'm not ready to be in a committed relationship, or it's not you, it's me. And the person being dumped is left trying to figure out just where things went wrong. A year ago, author Rachel Skerrit decided that she wanted to get to the bottom of all of her ex-boyfriend's vague explanations for ending their relationship. So she called the men in her past and asked them to tell her exactly why they stopped wanting to be with her. Rachel joins me now. Welcome to News and Notes, Rachel.
Thanks, Tony.
Rachel, why in the world would you want to know this?
Well, I'm a tough cookie. I should say that first off, but I'm also a writer. And the idea came to me after that whole he's just not that into you phenomenon, the book, not the movie. And a lot of my friends were reading it as if they'd found, you know, the answers to everything. Oh, he's just not that into me. That explains it. But there was this whole missing why piece, why not? And as you said, guys seem trained to give these stock answers so as not to hurt feelings, but I really wanted the real deal.
All right, so what did you find out?
Well, it was a lot of fun. Some of it was tough to take, very much an educational experience, and I was overwhelmed by how different people's answers were. But I found a lot of useful information. One of the recurring themes was their needing someone who was a little bit more nurturing and someone who had kind of a softer, compassionate side. And that was a little difficult to take because I actually work in high schools. I'm a high school principal, so I consider myself a very compassionate person. But I had to realize about myself that sometimes I was kind of turning off the visible compassionate button once I left the school building. So that was really educational.
I don't know if this makes a difference or not, and I'm trying to be careful about not getting too far into your personal business. But are we talking about, you know, one boyfriend, two boyfriends? Are we talking about five boyfriends, ten boyfriends?
I should clarify that not everyone was a boyfriend. I was really just talking to all the guys that I knew over the last, let's say, 8 years. And so those obviously weren't all people whom I dated. Some were friends who we decided to be friends instead of dating. And I thought that their perspective was equally important because, you know, a lot of times men will have women in their lives who they put into different boxes, you know, potential wife box, just a friend box. And so really I was asking those people, what makes you decide to put me in that certain box? So not everyone I spoke to was actually an ex. They were men that I knew.
So did you do this face-to-face, over the phone, email, Facebook?
How'd
you do this?
Mediums. So some of them were face-to-face meetings. A couple were on the phone, and then one person felt more comfortable emailing me. That was actually the toughest one.
I guess I have to ask you this as our time comes to a close. Was it worth putting yourself through that to get what you got on the other end?
It absolutely was, but I have to warn anyone who's thinking about it that you have to have some distance from the men in your past in order to really make it a positive experience. If this is someone that you're still hoping to reconnect with or you're still hurt by, you may not be ready to have the conversation. I was very distant, so for me it was very positive, and I'm also a pretty self-confident person, so I knew I wouldn't be broken by it. So I'm pleased, but I would put a caution tag on it for anyone who doesn't quite feel ready.
Would you do it again?
Sure. I actually got a lot of friends out of it, people that I'd lost touch with, and we had such good conversations that, you know, we have a new relationship in a friendship umbrella. So I'm really happy with it.
Now, there was no one that you broke up with friendship-wise or beyond, and I'll ask you this really quickly, that you decided you wanted to connect with again after you found out what they thought you did wrong.
No, if anything, it was more of a turnoff. I realized that we definitely should never have been a match.
You remembered what
the answers.
You remembered what the problem was once you saw them again, right?
Remembered and refreshed it. It clarified it.
Rachel, you have more nerve than I do, I'll tell you that. Thank you very much. This is fascinating and an interesting thing to do on Valentine's Day for sure.
Thank you so much. And I have an article about it on TheRoot.com today.
Thank you. That was novelist Rachel Skerrit. She is the author of When the Lights Go Down. You can read her latest article, Exit Interviews with My Eyes, on our website, nprnewsandviews.org.